Blog Talk Radio. The environment was designed to support the manifestation of our dreams, as vision and attitudes of our heart combine to activate the basic elements of existence into supportive action. Only doubt, fear, and the withholding of our joyous expectation can prevent it. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Bubba Hospital World Radio. And that was just a beautiful insight from Divinity Quest, which is, of course, part of the High Alchemy, produced by Almeen. And that was number 60. So, welcome to another show. I am Denise, and I'm joined by our beautiful sister, Malou. Hello, Malou.
Hello, Denise.
Welcome to another amazing show that we have some wonderful new information. Would you say information, Malou, to share with our listeners this week?
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. And excited to be able to share some angels and principles that our beloved Almeen has brought in and shared with us. So we thought it would be amazing to share with our listeners. So here we are. And do you want to start, Malou? Would you like to?
Yes, we can dive right in. It's there are four angels. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, sorry. And the first one, his name is Mesenut, and it says our emotions guide us into the areas that need perception. Our perception evoke corresponding emotions. When they work together harmoniously, authenticity results. When they don't, depression follows.
You know what I found fascinating about this one, Malou? When I received it, I was actually working with someone suffering with depression.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read that insight, I'm like, okay, you know, on a level I understand it, the emotions yield perception, perception yields emotions. But it's looking at it when they're not in harmony, there's the gap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I could really see how it would cause depression or something like depression or hopelessness, like those lower emotions.
Yes.
Because we can't see, you know, what's around the corner, or we can't see far enough to
mm-hmm.
shift our perspective. And then I thought, wow, that's really interesting. And but when they are in harmony, when we have our emotions and we're gaining the insights and the perceptions, that authenticity is the result. And I've been really, from the retreat, I remember in Ohio, one of the principles, actually it was Sandra and I worked on, was authenticity and the unauthentic.
Mm-hmm.
And working with those, because we were blending opposites, right? So to find the gift of both and, you know, bring them into harmony. So since then, I'm really conscious about expressing authentically.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I make it a daily mantra, you know. I exist authentically, I express authentically. So this principle for me, it just gave me, I don't know, I felt something shift in awareness that I hadn't before.
Yes.
And, you know, because we give ourselves these little occlusions, right? And we think.
These little blind spots. And,
and
all of a sudden something, you know, it's written in a different way, or it's just, suddenly we just understand it in a different way, or suddenly, I don't know, the penny drops somehow. And I feel too that somehow the penny dropped for me with this one, because I never thought, I mean, I didn't think of authenticity as having to do with perception and emotion working together.
Yeah.
I thought it was just more a matter of expressing what is, you know, without filters or without illusions or without, you know, whatever. If you express authentically, like, or in the moment, the way you feel, then that's authenticity. But I suppose it's really not, because if the perception is not there, it's not authenticity. You're sort of, you're in, how do you say that? If, for example, if you're really, really sad about something, and you express and you talk about that and say, I'm really sad because blah, 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 blah. And if you haven't gained the insight yet, are you then being authentic? Or do you have to gain the insight first and then you're authentic? I mean, or is it this harmonious sort of interplay that makes it authentic?
That's what I feel it is.
Yes, I do too. And I think that's interesting, because that way we won't have to feel bad about ourselves for feeling bad, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Or saying, oh, now I'm not authentic, now I'm not spiritual, or now I'm not, you know, because I feel whatever, or I experience right now. Right now I'm experiencing emotions that are not sort of nice.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because if you're working on getting the insight and you know, it's still being authentic, it's still being healing for you.
But, and I think you just said the key word, it's working on getting the insight, right?
Yes.
That's what shifts it, is when we get the... But if we're going to live unconsciously, then, and we're living unauthentically in what we're expressing, then, I think you're right. It's the interplay that takes place.
And I thought about it a lot a while ago, because I suddenly realized, or it sort of dawned on me, that that the deeper that you feel, the clearer you can see. And I felt that within myself, because I thought, oh wow, when you develop your consciousness and become enlightened. If you see somebody out there that's really enlightened or something, they probably must not feel the same anymore, or they probably don't feel so deeply anymore. Or something. You know, I thought they must have that completely under control. And I just feel like, no, they just feel things deeper. They also have a lot deeper, how do you say that? You know, their perception follows that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I realized that with myself as well. You know, so the more I know, and the more I experience, and the more the insights I have, the deeper I can feel into things.
Yes. Well, it does definitely, I would agree with you. It gives a depth of living.
Yes, exactly. Depth of living, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also love the, going through the book, The Bridge of No Time. Yay, mm-hmm. I got my copy. I was so excited.
Wow.
Yeah. And, of course, it deals with a lot of, you know, for the runes and the seven levels of perceptions for each field with mm-hmm. the runes. And in one thing that I read in there was there's seven steps to mastery. And then step number four, Almeen has written, through insight does the heart change. And when the heart changes, so does your world.
Yeah.
I read that and I thought that fits perfectly with this principle.
Yes, yes.
That, I don't know, it was just fun to explore.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's great. So, do you want to read the next one?
Okay, I can do that. That's Angel Slivet. There is no more deeply entrenched imprisonment than the enslavement of the mind. It should be our life's mission to obtain freedom. Mm. Yes, because if the mind is silenced, the heart can open and you can live from that, I was going to say authentic, you know, but I also mean automatic.
Yeah.
Living, or how do you say, automatic knowingness and automatic action.
Yeah, effortless knowing. And
Yes.
It's true, like, when you really look at it, like, how the mind can imprison us, and, you know,
yes.
It's true, like, you know, on this path, we work diligently to clear the prison bars, from our environment, from our life, from our mind.
Mm-hmm.
But how, you know, like, I look back on things, you know, I used to be afraid of and, you know, would keep me trapped and not exploring new things. And, you know, so I'm very grateful, you know, walking this journey that, it is a way to for freedom, right? It is a path of freedom.
How
many times are we, you know? And again, I think it comes back to perception,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes. That's a difficult one. Yeah, because where does perception come from? Because you can perceive, you can perceive things and have a certain, you can express from a certain field of perception, right?
Yes.
With your mind silenced.
Yes.
So I'm not exactly sure how that works, to be honest.
Well, I guess it's maybe setting an intention that, you know, I'll remove a prison bar every day and free the mind, free the body, free the soul.
Yes. And then have the mind as a tool.
Yes. Absolutely. Because it can be our inspiration.
Yes. Yes. Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So we'll have to work with the Angel Slivet.
For that one, yes. Do you want to do the next one?
Okay, so the next one we have is the Angel, is Harasut. Man is a mystical being on a magical journey throughout eternity. Laboring under the spell of materialism, he doesn't see the magical kingdom around him. Only a stone-filled and dusty road before him. Oh, that one makes me feel so sad.
Yes.
Wow.
But
truly,
it's just,
like, honestly, Malou, I think life is so magical, and I, with all my heart, I'm so grateful that I see, and I know you do too, experience the magical realms, and I can't imagine, like, not doing that or not having that. Like, it makes me feel sad.
Yes, me too. It's like, you know, then you're not living.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not living. You're missing everything. It's like having no arms and no legs. I feel amputated somehow.
Yeah.
If you don't acknowledge that there is a magical kingdom all around you, and then life is magical.
Yeah. And it's not about pursuing the materialistic things, you know, out there or whatever to fulfill you.
Yes.
And I feel like when we, you know, it's one of our sisters had said, actually it was Linda Iverson, had said about, you know, when we take, students take photographs that show the interdimensional beings and, you know, fairies, angels, you know, Star Brothers, that it's important to be able to take those, but it's important to share them because it does show humanity, it does show people that these magical realms exist. And then it's like the more we, you know, put that out there and we share it, the more we manifest it and bring it in and make it real for everybody, right? And I thought it was a great, you know, just, I guess, another perspective, another way of looking at it that, yeah, you know, it's like, it's almost like we have this sacred duty to open up and show the magical realms. Amazing, you know, working with the fairies or, you know. I remember at the silent retreat in Killarney, and I'm walking behind Elmeen, and honestly, Malou, I saw there was butterflies coming out of each step that she took.
Oh wow.
It was so magical. But of course, you're in silence. You can't say, wow, look, did you see that? But it changed me, you know? Like, it brought such joy and opened my heart so much to have that experience. And I know you work a lot with the fairies and the angels, of course, and I'm sure I have many stories to share with the magical kingdoms.
Yes, and speaking of fairies, I recently went down to the lake with my children. There's a lake close by, and it was in the afternoon, and we just took some photos, me and my daughter, on our own phone.
Yeah.
And some green spots showed up, and one of them was sort of elongated. It looked like a ladder or something. And I had it confirmed by me that it was actually two fairies. And this is the first, I mean, I've taken photos of orbs and stuff, you know, that suddenly show up on the photos, but this is the first time that was so obvious. I mean, that was different. It was not an orb, well, a kind of orb, but it was very, very distinct green color. So it was two fairies, and I just loved it. Wow, you know, and my children, they loved it because it's sort of like, then it's not an internal experience anymore. It gets very physical when people can actually see the photos. It's almost the closest thing, for now anyway, that we get to proving their existence.
Yeah. Oh,
and
that's amazing.
I really need that. Yeah.
Have you put them on anywhere, Malou? Have you shared
them? I put them in the group on Facebook, in fact. I haven't done it. I haven't put them on Ascension Net yet, but I will do that.
Oh, okay.
See?
Yeah, I'd love to see though.
Yeah. And what also sort of proved it for me, or said, okay, it's real, was because it was on both cameras. Both my daughter and I have an iPhone, and it was on both cameras. cameras. So it showed up on both cameras. So it's not my camera that's, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love it. And, you know, our sister, Karen Fogarelli, my God, Malou, she took a picture, and Almeen verified that it was an angel. You should see it. It is stunning. And, you know, just out walking in the forest, in the woods, and she took this picture, and she didn't know what it was, so she showed it to Almeen, and she said, oh, it's an angel. It was stunning. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, so she puts that up. I hope she shares it. Karen, if you're listening, please share it. It was...
Ask her to share it.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. But it does do something, I think, to, you know, to a person when, you know, when they suddenly see something like that, if they really can see, okay, this is not... I mean, it opens them up.
Yeah.
For us that already believes in them and feels them and maybe speak with them, it's sort of just a sort of a nice confirmation and beautiful and all that. But it's sort of not, you know, new, or it's not, oh, so they do exist. It's we already know that kind of from our own personal experience.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, when a person sees that, that maybe does not believe it that much, it will just sort of, something happens, you know, it opens them up. So
I think you're right. It creates an alchemy or something.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Something happens that is really positive. It sort of speeds up the evolution or the change, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, or the shift that's going on.
Yes.
So,
lovely. And we do have one more angel to share, and it is Angel Mistel. The pace of evolution is unstoppable. All we can determine is whether we evolve gracefully or through coercion. I know. I like that one too.
I do too.
Yeah.
That's simple.
I feel like it's, you know, a magic carpet ride. So it's happening anyway. So it's how do you want it to...
Yes.
Take
yes.
place. You want to yes. fight it, or, you know, do you want to relax and get into it and enjoy it? That's
yes.
life.
Yes.
You know, it's how do we how what do we choose? You know,
yes.
because it is.
Yes. Almeen has said many times that we can choose the quality of our journey.
Yeah.
And why not make it the best? I mean, and choose the highest. You know. I make that choice, maybe not every day, but, you know, I do that often, in fact. I just remind myself, oh, by the way, you know, I now choose the highest vision for myself and you know, that this may be for my highest good and things like that. Because, most of us are in some kind of resistance to life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what creates density, right? And that's what prevents miracles from happening. So...
The more conscious we are of that, then the more conscious we are of our choices.
Yeah.
And as you were saying that, Malou, I had to, you know, felt a rune call on me. So guess what I picked? Truly.
What?
Enhancing life's quality. Masterful orchestration of the quality of your life through chosen attitudes. And that's from the metaphysics.
Wow. You know what? Because it doesn't say how you choose the quality of life. And you do it through your attitudes. That's right. Through your attitudes.
Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible. Oh, my God. Oh. I mean, 672 rooms. That's pretty amazing.
And that's the one that wants
that
to speak.
That calls
you.
Yeah. Yes. The angel god that belongs to that, what was his name?
You know what? I don't have that on here. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Because I have it in from the book.
Okay.
So it doesn't have the angel god name with it. On my cards, I do. But.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. That's exciting. Now, there was one other little actually, I thought, very profound insight that Almeen shared with us. Do you want to read that?
Sure, I can do that. It says, what is healing? It is a purification rite. Disease can be defined as an alert indicating lingering illusion. Healing can be defined as the dissolving of the mists of illusion by exposing the clarity, purity, and truth that shine like the morning sun behind the mists.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. I was really deeply touched by this. You know, I said, wow, that's also because there's so many things going on in my life. This is what I needed to hear. It was like, wow, that was... And I never thought of healing as a purification rite, obviously. That's the first time I'm hearing that. Just like death is a purification rite.
Yeah, you're right. I had never considered that either. And it almost feels to me like there's, you know, like a regeneration happens.
Yes.
Like it feels like there's... I don't know. I can't find the words for it right now. But I almost feel like as I read that, a purification, right? I feel like the cells are regenerating in my body by saying that.
Yes, it has a different quality to it than just saying, or not just, but saying, revealing oneness or.
Yeah.
Exposing oneness, which is also a definition of healing that Almeen gave.
Yes.
Or revealing wholeness. But a purification rite is sort of different. And I also feel, I feel what you mean, you know, with regeneration of the self, because it feels like an activation or like an, now I can't find the word for it either. It's like alchemy. It's leveling up.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Yeah.
It's not just transforming things. It's not just a release of something that does no longer serve, you know, like it feels more like an activation or like a new you.
Yeah. Like effortless. It feels like it's effortless. But I also loved that, you know, Almeen has said disease can be defined as an alert. And, you know, like, if we think about it, right, we can get a little, you know, little, like, oh, I have a sore throat. But then you ignore it, and, you know, you don't take heed with the first alert it gives you.
Mm-hmm.
Then eventually it gets worse and worse and worse, and it becomes a lingering illusion.
Yeah.
But, so it's, you know, I can absolutely, you know, purify and regenerate in a moment.
Yes.
If we get the insight and clear the illusion, we don't need to suffer. We don't need to. But I just love how she made it so poetic. You know.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Because it's very poetic.
Yeah.
And I like the image of the mists before the morning sun. And I actually I translated it into Danish, and I put it on the Danish Facebook page, which I do. And I found this beautiful picture of mists and sun. And it was just, yeah. And I never thought of healing that way.
Malou, can you translate that into English and put it on the Almeen English page?
Well,
please.
Well, it's already in English.
Oh, is it? On there?
What do you mean translate into English? Which one should I translate?
With the picture, with the mist and
the picture?
This. Yeah.
Well, I can... Well, it doesn't need translation.
Oh, no. Well, because you said you translated it into
the text, what is healing? And I posted it with an image or with a picture.
Yeah.
A beautiful picture of mist and sun. And it just made me, look at healing a different way, you know.